Okay, for the halacha segment of today's shiur, I want to talk about a few shilas that some of the alumni asked me over the phone during this Yom Tov. Some interesting shilas that came up over the past couple of weeks. And these relate to having a goy do malacha for you on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Chalamoid, in different circumstances where goyim are doing malacha. When is it permissible? When is it not permissible? Can you pay them for the malacha that they're doing if it is permissible? These are very important shilas that that come up frequently. I wanted to talk about some of these shilas with you. So the first shila is it permissible to hire a non-Jew to do malacha, even if they're going to do malacha on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? So if you hire the non-Jew as what's called a schir yom, you hire him by the hour, you hire him for the day. So that's certainly aser. It's aser to be nene, aser to derive benefit from any malacha that a goy does for a Yisrael on Shabbos. If he's hired as a schir yom, he's viewed as an eved of the Yisrael, right? The pasuk says that you have to, right? Shvisas avdo and shvisas behemto. You can't have anyone in your family, in your extended family, or those people who are serving you, even if they're non-Jews, they can't do any malacha for you. So you're not allowed to be nene from malacha that a goy does for you, that a goy does for Yisrael and Shabbos. But that's if the goy is a schir yom, if you hire him by the day, by the hour. What's the din when it comes to kablonus? Kablonus, kuf beis lamed nun, a kablon is someone who gets paid for the job. He's not paid by the hour, he's paid by the job. Let's say you hire someone to do construction for you. So, you know, you're doing an addition on your home or you're building a home. So he's not paid by the hour. He's paid for the job. He has to produce the home at the end. Or let's say you hire a landscaper to cut your grass. So you're not hiring him by the hour or by the 15 minutes or half an hour or whatever. You're hiring him each time he cuts the lawn. You pay him whatever, $50, $100, whatever it is. When you give a student to the dry cleaner, you're not paying him by the hour, you're paying him for the job. Of course, whatever, $15, $16, $20 to clean a suit or a dress. So the question is a goy allowed to do malacha for Yisrael on Shabbos if he's hired as a kablan? What's the din in these circumstances? So the answer is that if the guy is doing the malacha, not beveso shel Yisrael, he's doing it in his own property, like a dry cleaner. You bring the clothes into the dry cleaner, and then the dry cleaner is cleaning the clothes in his own establishment, then you're going to pick them up from him. So if he's doing it bekablonus, so then we assume that the Jew is allowed to be nene from the malacha of the guy, even if he does that malacha on Shabbos. Let's say I bring a suit in on Friday afternoon, and I know the dry cleaner is open on Shabbos, on Saturday, and they're going to be dry cleaning the suit, then I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to pick it up from him on Sunday. I know for sure he's doing malacha for me on Shabbos. He's not open Motzei Shabbos. And I'm going to pick it up from him on Sunday, or maybe I'll pick it up from Monday, but I know the malacha is going to be done on Shabbos. So that is permissible, because since he's getting paid as a kablon, then the Jew is allowed to be nene, he's allowed to derive benefit from that malacha. Why? Because, as the poskim explain, we view it as though the Jew is not really benefiting. The real beneficiary of this malacha is the goy. And they explain in one of two ways, that either the goy is the beneficiary, because why is he doing this malacha on Shabbos? He wants to get paid, and until he finishes the job, he's not going to get paid. You see, if he's a schir yom, if he's paid by the hour, so he'll work. He'll work, and he gets money each and every hour, so he doesn't really have to finish the job quickly. He'll finish the job in his own time. But if he's a kablon, he wants to finish the job as soon as possible, so the reason why he's doing it on Shabbos is because he wants to get it done. That's his hana. That's not my hana. Secondly, the Jew is not being nene from the malacha of the goy, because if the goy doesn't do malacha on Shabbos, he'll do the malacha after Shabbos. What's the difference? I'll pick it up from him on Tuesday. So it doesn't matter. He could do the malacha Motzei Shabbos, he could do it Sunday, he could do it Monday. So I'm not benefiting from the malacha. The only one who's benefiting is the goy, because he's doing the malacha on Shabbos so that he doesn't have to do the malacha after Shabbos. But he could just as easily do the malacha after Shabbos. So therefore, we don't view it as though the Jew is benefiting from this malacha, and that's why it's permissible. But the post can point out that if I give a goy malacha to do, I give him something before Shabbos, but I need it right after Shabbos. Let's say I'm going to come Motzei Shabbos to the dry cleaning store. Let's say it's an early Shabbos. Shabbos is finished at 5:30, at 6 o'clock. The dry cleaner is going to be open until 7. And I'm going to go pick up the suit because I have to go to a chasana, you know, early Sunday, and they're going to be closed on Sunday or whatever. I have to go somewhere Motzei Shabbos. I need the suit after Shabbos. So I know that they're going to do the malacha on Shabbos, and I need them to do the malacha for me on Shabbos. So then I am nena from the malacha, because I need them to do the malacha for me on Shabbos. Let's say I give a letter, I give mail into the post office, and it has to be delivered on Saturday. It has to be delivered on Shabbos. For some reason, it has to get to where I need it to get to on Shabbos. But they'll be able to do it. If I bring in the letter on Friday afternoon, they'll be able to do it overnight. I wanna overnight something. It's gonna cost me money, but I need it to be delivered the next day on Shabbos. So it's not permissible to do that, because you're asking the goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos, and you need him to do the malacha on Shabbos. So because you are deriving benefit from that malacha, we can't say the goy is doing it on Shabbos for his own benefit. He's doing it for you because you bedafka need it on Shabbos. So then it's going to be prohibited. But if you don't need it, you don't need the malacha to be done on Shabbos, so then it's permissible to ask the goy to do malacha, even if you know the malacha is being done on Shabbos, as long as he's a kablan, because we assume that the goy is doing malacha for himself. He's not really doing it for you. He's doing it for himself for the reasons that we enumerated before. This is all talking about malacha that the goy does outside of Beis Hoshel Yisrael, outside the Jew's home. The mail or the dry cleaning is done in other premises. But let's say the goy is doing malacha for the Jew b'Beis Hoshel Yisrael. Now obviously if he's a schir yom, it's aser, right? But let's say he's a kablan. Let's say he's a landscaper. Let's say he's doing construction. Is that permissible? He's a kablan. So here the Shulchan Aruch writes that if it's b'Beis Hoshel Yisrael, there is an iser, and that is that it's maris ayin for the goy to do malacha for the Yisrael on his own property. B'Beis Hoshel Yisrael, there is a maris ayin problem that people are going to see that someone is doing malacha b'Beis Hoshel Yisrael, and that's an issue, even if he's a kablan. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Reish Mem Dalet Sif Aleph. The question is, what is the problem? So there is a maris ayin, right? People see that something is funny going on over here. But what is the issue? So there's a machlokas rishonim what the issue is. The Rambam and a host of other rishonim claim that the problem is that people confuse a kablan with a schir yom. They don't know who's a kablan and who's a schir yom. Who's hired for the job and who's hired by the hour. So they might think that you hired him not as a kablan, but rather as a schir yom. They'll think you hired him as a schir yom. So either they'll be choshed you that you did an iser, or they'll come to hire a schir yom as well, and that's an iser. It's also to hire a guy as a schir yom on Shabbos. That's the Rambam's understanding. The Ran and a group of other Rishonim disagree, and they say the problem of not being able to distinguish between a kablan and a schir yom is not that they'll think that you hired this individual as a schir yom and not as a kablan, but rather, even if they know that you hired him as a kablan, but they see someone is working, they see a goy is working in the property of a Jew, so they'll think goyim are allowed to work in the property of the Jew. They'll confuse the din. They'll think, well, if it's mutter for a kablan, maybe it's mutter for a schir yom also. They know that he's a kablan. Mistami's a kablan. But it doesn't matter that he's a kablan. They will think that maybe it's mutter to hire a schir yom, a non-Jew who's a schir yom as well. So therefore, it's usher, because of Marasayan, it's usher for the guy to do malacha for the Jew in Beis Hoshel Yisrael on the property of the Jew. What's the nafkamina between the two approaches? Whether the confusion between kablan and schir yom is that they'll think that you hire this guy as a schir yom, or that they'll think that if it's mutter to hire kablonim or goyim to work on the property of the Jew, they might also hire schir yom. What's the nafkamina? Let's say the particular malacha that the goy is doing, in this area, you only hire kablonim. No one hires someone as a schir yom. Like a landscaper. No one hires a landscaper just as a schir yom. It's very rare. I mean, I guess, you know, the first time that you ask him to do the job, you might say, just the one time, you know, but even then, you're not hiring him as a schir yom, you're hiring him for the job. You're hiring him for one job as opposed to doing it, you know, multiple times, doing it every week or something. A landscaper is always hired as a kablan. So is there a problem with a landscaper cutting the grass on Shabbos? According to the Rambam, the impression you get, right? I mean, it could be more complicated because if you enjoy the fact that the grass is cut on Shabbos, so that could be a serious issue, right? That could be a more serious issue that you actually want him to do the malacha for you. You want him to do the malacha for you on Shabbos. He's not just a kablan that he's doing malacha for himself. You actually are going to be nena from the malacha. But construction. Let's say the person is doing construction on your home. So you're not nena from what he's doing. The home is not finished. You're not going to be nena from the construction work that he does on this particular Shabbos. So is that a problem? According to the Rambam, if everyone knows that a person who's hired to do construction is hired as a kablan, in this area everyone hires them for the job, so then according to the Rambam, there's no chashash. What, people are going to think he's a schir yom? They never hire as a schir yom. There's no chashash at all. According to the Ran, if the problem is people don't know that there's a difference between kablan and schir yom, if they see a guy working on my property, then they might think that that I can hire someone as a schir yom to work on the property as well, so then there is going to be an issue. There would be an isser for the guy to do malacha bekablonus on Beiso Shel Yisrael, even if the Jew doesn't care that it's done on Shabbos. He's going to be working on the property for many days, and what he doesn't do today, he can do tomorrow. It's no big deal. According to the Ran, it's still a problem. It's a Maris Ayin problem that people are going to confuse Kablam with Schir Yom. They might think that it's mutter to hire a Schir Yom to do Malacha for a Jew on Shabbos. So how do we paskin? To the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Aloch and Simen Reish Mem Dalid, he says that even though there are poskim that are matir, it's a tzarech iyun ladina because there are many Rishonim that asa. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that perhaps one should asa, one should be machmer here, that you should not have a kablan doing any malacha for you on Shabbos, right? Not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, and not on Chol HaMoed either then. Because on Chol HaMoed, really, all malacha that's asked on Yom Tov, you can't do on Chol HaMoed either. It's just there are certain dispensations. If it's a Davar HaAved, if it's something that's going to cause a loss, or if it's Tzarchei Rabim, there are certain principles that permit malacha being done on Chol HaMoed, but if those principles are not met, those tanaim are not met, then it's also to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is a moed. It does have a din Yom Tov. It's just there are heterim, but if those heterim don't apply, then the charet should be asim. Charet should be asim. To have a landscaper cut your lawn on Yom Tov, it's not necessary. It's not like the lawn is going to be overgrown. It's hard to call that a tzorech of Yom Tov. He cut the lawn the previous week. It's hard to call that a tzorech of Yom Tov, and it could easily have been done before Yom Tov. So it's hard to, if we're going to be machmer for the Ran, then the chore, it's better to ask the landscaper not to cut the lawn on Chol HaMoed, because he is a kablan, he is doing malacha for you, and it's Beiso Shel Yisrael, and according to the Ran, there's room to be machmer, that people are going to think that you can hire non-Jews to do malacha for you on Chol HaMoed, so it's best to avoid. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Chelek Gimel in his Tshuvas and Simen Lamed Hei, he doesn't really understand the Mishnah Berurah. He says, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokas Rishonim and then says you should be machmer, but this is a Derabbanan anyway. It's Maris Ayin. It's an Issa Derabbanan, so Sveika Derabbanan Lekula. Why should we be machmer? So he thinks, or Moshe thinks, Me'ikra, then really you should be able to be Mekel over here. But he says, if you live in an area where people are Mezalzel, in the Isra of Shabbos, or the Isra of Yom Tov, then he thinks it is appropriate to be machmer. So I think everyone would agree that, nowadays, people are Mezalzel in the Isra of Shabbos. There's no question. There are many people who are not from, and many people just don't know what the din is. And there are many people who are Mezalzel in Dine Shabbos, and Ilchus Shabbos, Ilchus Yom Tov. I think that's the appropriate thing to do, is to have non-Jews not doing Malacha for you. If it's on your property, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, non-Jews should not be doing Malacha. If you give something into the dry cleaner, and you're not going to, it's not on your own property. So that's a different story. You give something into the dry cleaner before Yom Tov, so are you able to pick it up on Chol HaMoed? Let's say you gave them time before Yom Tov, that they could do the Malacha before Yom Tov. So they could do the Malacha before Yom Tov, but you just didn't get the opportunity to pick up the suit before Yom Tov, so then maybe it's permissible to pick up the suit on Yom Tov for the second days. But it's best to have everything done before Yom Tov, not to have anything done during the Yom Tov itself. Okay, this is one shaila that came up. Another shaila that's a question. Zach.
Let's say you're at someone's house and they have someone cleaning the house, whatever, doing malacha in the house for you on Shabbos. Are you not allowed, I guess not allowed, like what you just said? Are you not allowed to, let's say, use a plate that they just cleaned or whatever? Are you not allowed to use it now?
No, so if they're cleaning a plate, there's no malacha that's done cleaning a plate. I mean, mistama, they're not going to be vacuuming.
Any malacha, whatever, I don't know. Whatever,
right, I'm saying they're not going to be vacuuming the floors on Shabbos, I would imagine, right? What you're saying is, but let's say they're going to use the hot water. They're going to use the hot water to clean the plates. No, but again, that's not the hanoah of the Yisrael. Technically speaking, they could clean the plates with cold water. It's just much more convenient for them to clean with hot water. So if they do any malacha to make their lives easier, then I'm allowed to be nana from that malacha, because it's not really my hanoah, that's really their hanoah. Right? I'm not really being nana from that malacha, so that's permissible. If the goy were to what to cook food on Shabbos, so that could be a very serious problem. Right? The guy is not allowed to cook food for the Jew on Shabbos. Because then the Jew is being Nenef and Melech. He can't do that with cold water. You need, right? Cooking is cooking. Right? But if the guy is doing something for his own convenience to make the Melacha easier for him, so then it's permissible to be Nenef from that Melacha because you're not really being Nenef. He's a Kablan and you're just being Nenef. You're just being Nenef because the item is clean, but not being Nenef necessarily from the Melacha per se. What you might be asking is, let's say they hired the person by hour. He's not a Kablan. They're a Schir Yom. So if they're a Schir Yom, so are you being Nene? Well, again, you're not being Nene from the Malacha, but is it Mutter to hire them as a Schir Yom? Would it be Mutter to hire the Goy as a Schir Yom to do things that are permissible, not to do Malacha? If you hire the Goy as a Schir Yom to do Malacha, of course it's going to be awesome. But any Malacha that the Goy does that he could do without Malacha occurring, and he just does Malacha for his own convenience, that's not a problem anyway. But let's say you hire them to do things that are mutter, like to do babysitting, or to clean up the table, or to set the table, etc. So that's not a shaila of Malacha, that the guy is doing Malacha for the Yisrael. That's a different shaila. That's a shaila of Schar Shabbos. That you're hiring someone to do Malacha, Malacha amuteres. Is it permissible to hire someone and to pay someone for doing malacha for you on Shabbos? That's really what you're asking, Zach. Or maybe it's not what you're asking, but it's a corollary of what you're asking. Did I answer the question? Okay. So, but that's a very important corollary that Zach is asking. Is it mutter to hire the non-Jew to do malacha hamuteres on Shabbos? Till now we've talked about that the guy is doing malacha that's asura on Shabbos. So we discussed the Schir Yom, a Kablan, Marisayan, is it Beis Oshel Yisrael, is it not Beis Oshel Yisrael? Let's say it is Beis Oshel Yisrael, but you're hiring the non-Jew as a Schir Yom, but to do Malacha that's Mutter, Avoda, let's not call it Malacha, Avoda that's Mutter on Shabbos. Babysitting, setting the table, cleaning up, serving, etc. To act as a living, to make the life of the members of the household easier. So that's really an issue of Schar Shabbos. Are you allowed to hire help on Shabbos and pay them for their avod on Shabbos? That shaila relates not only to hiring a non-Jew, it could relate to hiring a Jew as well. Let's say you hire a catering establishment. You're making a simcha in the simcha hall in your shul. Maybe it's not even in your own house. And you hire waiters. You're going to pay them for the work that they do on Shabbos. Sometimes they could be from waiters. They could be Jewish waiters. So when is it mutter? Is it mutter? Is it usser? Right? And many people, many from Jews are paid for malacha that they do on Shabbos. Is that permissible? Hopefully it's not malacha that's asr. That they certainly can't do. But even if it's malacha that's mutter, if it's avoda that's mutter, is it permissible to make money by doing avoda on Shabbos? And may I hire a non-Jew to do malacha, to do avoda for me on Shabbos, even if it's avoda hamuteres? Is it mutter to hire them to do malacha on Shabbos? I see that our time is up, so I hope in Mirtz Hashem next Sunday we'll talk about Schar Shabbos, we'll talk about this shaila, and I'll give you a number of interesting scenarios that came up over this past Yom Tov related to this shaila. And then hopefully we'll move on to some other things after we discuss that shaila. Have a nice day.